so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
You keep us waiting.
You, the God of all time, want us to wait.
You want us to wait.
For the right time.
In our waiting, you want us to discover.
We are where we are.
In our waiting, you want us to discover. Thanks be to you, sovereign God of all.
For you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my for you, my God. Oh God, you are my God, and I will always praise you. In the shadow of your wings I cling to you, and you hold me high. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. Thirsting for you, my God. Through the day you walk with me, all the night your love surrounds me. To the glory of your name I lift my hands, I sing your praise. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. Thirsting for you, my God. I will never be afraid, for I will not be abandoned. Even when the road grows long and weary, your love will rescue me. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. Thirsting for you, my God.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. You call all nations to walk in your light and seek your ways of justice and peace. For the night is past, and the dawn of your day is coming. Bless us as we light the first candle of Advent. Rouse us from sleep, that we may be ready to greet Jesus when he comes, and welcome him into our hearts and homes, for he is our light and salvation. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. O root of Jesse, you stand as a sign for the peoples. Before you, kings shall keep silence, and to you all nations shall have recourse. Come, save us, and do not delay. Amen.
Be seated.
For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Dark and shadow. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Spring of joy. Come make us whole, be comfort to our hearts. For you alone, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. Root of life, implant your seed within us, and in your heart, then draw us all to you. Our hope reborn in dying and in rising. For you, soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you.
This morning's first reading is from Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, the message that I tell you. So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Here ends the reading.
For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. O King of knowledge, guide us in our pilgrimage. We ever seek, yet unfulfilled remain. Open to us the pathway of your peace. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you. Come, let us bow of his hand. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Here we shall meet the makers of the heavens, the creator of the mountains and the seas, Lord of the stars and present to us now. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you.
Clouds keep churning out on the ocean and up the battered coasts and along the ragged edges of you. Escape can seem alluring. Advent can feel like an advent of crises, a whole string of Jonah days, brazenly begging you to head in the opposite direction, to get away from the dark underbelly of people and agendas, and loving the unlovely and loud. Jonah finds a boat and buys a one-way ticket and sails due west, as if anyone can ever escape the grace of God, as if finding your ship isn't sometimes more like jumping ship. A storm meets Jonah head on his. It shakes the drowsing man awake. God's coming, God's advent, always shakes us awake. And it cups hold of Jonah's wet, disoriented face and flat out startles him with the gift of utter dependence. Jonah days chase you for tender reason. The hound of heaven storms after you till you have the gift you need. You are not equipped for life until you realize you are not equipped for life. You are not equipped for life until you're in need of grace. In the moment of realizing your limitations, your shortcomings, your inescapable sins, all that you are not, in that moment of surrendered lack, you're given the gift you'd receive no other way, the gracious hand of an unlimited God. Repentance, turning around, is the only way to be ushered into grace. Jonah turns from his running, owns his own complicity, sacrifices himself off the edge of the boat to save his boatmates. He descends the depths and tosses and turns 3 days in the curdling, churning belly of the fish before being heaved up alive on dry land. Then he turns back to God, turns back to Nineveh to plead with them, with everybody, to just turn back. We all want progress, writes C.S. Lewis, but if you're on the wrong road, progress means doing an about turn and walking back to the right road. And in that case, the one who turns back soonest is the most progressive. The one who turns back soonest is the most progressive. The one who repents most makes the most progress. You always go farther when traveling light. The one who repents of seemingly little sins knows that all sins are great and knows a greater God. Repentance is as much air to a Christ follower as faith. Nearly 800 years after Jonah, Jesus boards a boat and sleeps through a great storm. He awakens to anxious boatmates. He calms the storm and assures, one greater than Jonah is here. Jesus doesn't calm one storm, but all storms. He casts himself into our waves, into our troubles, into our depths. Jesus sacrifices himself to rescue us. He is binding the broken, raising the dead, opening eyes, and remembering you. Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish. Jesus took 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, in the belly of death, so no one else ever would. Jesus did not abandon you in the ultimate storm of your soul. He will not abandon you in the immediate storm of your now. He asks you, calls you, begs you to believe. Will you believe the wild miracle of a storm and a resurrection from the belly of a fish? Will you believe the wilder miracle of the Word made flesh? God with skin, God in a trough, God on a cross. Will you believe in your own resurrection from the belly of sin? Will you believe in miracles? You can whisper a word, repentance, and find yourself resurrecting, turning around and resurrecting. Advent never stops coming for you. Turn around and watch it come. Just slow down and turn around.
When you entered the sanctuary this morning, you received a stone. So if you don't have a stone, would you raise your hand and let the ushers come and bring one to you? Looks like I should have looked out for the choir. Advent is a time of quiet anticipation. If Christ is going to come again into our hearts, there must be repentance. Without repentance, our hearts will be so full of worldly things that there will be no room for Christ to be born again. We have not the joy of celebration, which is the joy of Christmas, but the joy of anticipation. What is your current storm? What is your lingering storm? What storm is claiming or challenging your faith? In the meditative space that follows, you are invited to search your depths and name your storms. Think of your storms as a weight that holds you down, a weight that you have been carrying. Imagine that your storms are like that rock you are holding. What is your current storm? What is your lingering storm? What storm is claiming or challenging your faith?
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet, and any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you.
We acknowledge, Lord, that we have been on the wrong road. have been making progress, but we have been playing the wrong game. We have been building shelters, bracing ourselves for the coming storms. We know that you are coming for us, Lord. Now, as the Spirit leads you, you are invited to come forward and leave your storms at the base of the altar with the one who delivers you.
Like a river of tears, your love pours upon us. Like a sunshine of blessing, your grace will sustain us. Like a star-studded sky, shines o'er us, renewing our spirits with courage and faith. Like a bird in free flight, by windows around us, like a wind in the forest that breathes life among us. Like a phoenix that's rising from ashes around us, renewing our spirits with vision and grace. Like a pillar of cloud, you promise to guide us. Like a bright fiery bush, you come to speak to us. Like a calm cooling breeze, your spirit breathes in us, renewing our spirits with loving embrace. Like a lover's caress, your spirit revives us. Like a song of the soul, you come to be with us. Like a prayer of the heart, you heal and restore us, renewing our spirits, the future to like a river of tears, your love shines upon us. Like a sunshine of blessing, your grace will sustain us. Like a star-studded sky, Spirit shines o'er us, renewing our like a bird in free flight, by windows around us, like a wind in the forest, a bird's life among us, like a phoenix that's rising from ashes around us, renewing our spirits with vision and grace.
Thanks be to the God of all mercy and consolation, who calms our storms and bears our burdens. In the name of Jesus, the coming Christ, your sins are forgiven.
Amen. I invite you to rise as you are able. As we anticipate the fullness of the presence of Christ, we join with the church throughout the world, praying for all who are in need. For the church and its leaders, and for all who work for the unity of the